For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team knocked off Air Force Friday night, joined by Michael Bitzer. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on the shutout record as well. Did you know that that stat was out there?
I had no idea. Thank you. But, yeah, I had no idea. And then Coach came up to me yesterday and told me, and I had no clue.
I'll admit, in the 50-some-year history of this league, I figured that the number would be a little higher than that. But it was hard to get shutouts back when you're giving up 6-7 goals every game. The position certainly changed since back then, hadn't it?
Yeah, there's a huge change. You know, the size of goalies, the athleticism of goalies, technique, it's come a long ways, especially a few old games show up on the NHL Network, and me and the Fitzies are just laughing watching the goalies. But, yeah, the position's definitely changed.
Are you in the zone right now as best as you can?
I feel pretty good. I feel like last Friday, like the first goal back for sure, and, you know, tonight there's a could have controlled that rebound, but I think it's just, finding little things that I can adjust, and I feel good, but I think there's still definitely room for growth and just focus on, keep making those little adjustments.
I thought your save on Cerutori on the breakaway was one of the best I've seen you make. At what point did you realize that the puck wasn't stuck in the pads yet?
Well, to be honest, I thought I was going to beat him out there pretty easy. I took about three steps and realized I wasn't anymore, and I was like, do I lay down and try to take him out, or do I hit the brakes? And Coach Wentz has been talking about gapping up, and that's what it looked like, but not what I was supposed to be doing. But I don't know, I knew if he tried to go around me, there's no way I was getting back, so I tried to bait him five hole, and luckily he went there, and they showed the replay, and when I rolled over, flew off one leg and hit a heel on the goal line, and I don't know, is lucky, but I guess when things are going right, things are going right. So,
how happy are you that you don't have to make stops against Kyle Bowman and the Fitzies in a real game?
Oh, so excited. Like, I face those guys 3-on-0 in practice. Good luck. They're making plays they shouldn't be, and, they're unreal players, and I'm just glad they're on my team.
Pretty vocal crowd here the first two home games. How much does that help you?
It's awesome, especially when we head out at the start of the game. It's loud. We have a team down deep. They're loud. Like, they understand hockey, and it makes it that much more special playing at home.
How much do the players understand what this night meant for the Cerutori family?
TS had a little extra energy, and that guy has a lot of energy. So, but yeah, this weekend he definitely had a little extra, and, we happy that we got him one, and, unfortunately, we still gave Maddie a goal, but, I guess two of the Cerutoris can go home happy tonight.
Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.